Blog Talk Radio.
You know, church has become so commercial until we have gotten away from its true purpose. It has become such big business until we allow people to operate and function as long as they have something to bring to the table. People are now more concerned about recording and living in life of the rich and famous rather than knowing Jesus. For the true purpose of the church is soul business, not big business. I don't know about you, but I would rather have nothing and know Jesus than to have everything and not know Him. You need to confess Him today.
Good evening. Thank you for tuning into the Light of Portland broadcast with Pastor Kimberly Black from Greater St. Stephen Missionary Baptist Church in Portland, Oregon. Do you know Jesus? Did you know He could live in your heart if you invite Him in? After the next song you hear, prepare to be blessed of the Lord. Prepare for a move of Holy Spirit. Prepare to know Jesus in your heart.
He's my Savior.
Emmanuel.
Lord,
magnify your name. Yes, we
worship you.
Come on, let me see some hands. We worship him.
We worship you.
Everybody.
We worship you.
We worship you.
I will bless the Lord at all times, and his praise shall continuously be in my mouth. My soul will make a boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear thereof and be glad. Oh, magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. For the Lord is good, his mercy is everlasting, and his truth endureth to all generations. Good evening, my brothers and sisters. Bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that's within me. This is Pastor Kimberly Black bringing you greetings from Ocean Park, Washington. Yes, hallelujah. Praise the Lord, everybody. Praise the Lord, everybody. Such an honor, a privilege, and a pleasure to be able to worship with you on tonight. Wherever you are, riding in your car, sitting at the office, maybe you are one of those that are in hospital or in the nursing home and you tuned in tonight. I want you to know that we are grateful. We are thankful that you took out the time to call to worship with us. And because of the importance of your time, we pray that this next hour be filled with something that will encourage you, something that will equip you, something that will empower you, something that will propel you to the next level, to help you to continue to be steadfast and unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. It's a great day, amen, to be in the land of the dying, preparing for the land of the living. Eyes have not seen, nor have ears heard the things that God has in store for us. But my brothers and sisters, let me tell you that my God is in control of all things, and all things are going to work out together good for my good, your good. Why? Because we love the Lord. We bless God tonight. We thank God for those that co-labor with us. The Butterfields make it possible that we can come week after week to share this gospel with you, to share in our prayer, and our praise, and our worship. We thank God for Pastor Sherelle Pennington. Ask that God would continue to bless her and the work of her hands. Our very own Elder Dante Farmer and Elder Kathy Miniweather, who work with us right there at home at Portland, Oregon, at the Greater St. Stephen Missionary Baptist Church, located in the City of Roses. It's a beautiful day. The parents and I hit I-5 earlier this morning. We made it to our destination in Washington. The sun is shining. The clouds are there, but we still can see the mighty hand of God moving in the midst of us. And I'm grateful tonight. I'm so thankful on tonight. And we thank God for Archbishop Ruth Smith, who prays for us, who covers us, who keeps us encouraged and challenged and motivated to do the will of our Father. So we're just truly grateful. And to each of you that took up the time to call in tonight, thank you. Thank you. And may God bless you. We're going to make a couple announcements. We're going to hear a song, and then we're going to have a word of prayer. And we're going to go to the word tonight. The book of Psalms. So if you have your Bible, get your Bible, go to Psalms 102. We're going to hear from the Lord on tonight. But what the Lord is speaking, what we need to be hearing the Lord saying to us in these last evil days. But by way of announcements, St. Paul Missionary Baptist Church and the Community Engagement Ministry will be sponsoring their annual Back to School Supply Giveaway on Saturday, August 28th from 1 to 3 o'clock p.m. The location of the School Supply Giveaway is the New Columbia McCoy Park. The address is 4677 North Trenton Avenue, Portland, Oregon. 1-800-273-9703. They will be giving away school supplies, backpacks, groceries, winter coats, shoes, socks. And for those of us that have not been vaccinated, you can get a vaccine shot for COVID-19. That's this Saturday at New Columbia McCoy Park, 4677 North Trenton Avenue. For more information, please contact St. Paul Missionary Baptist Church at 503-289-0147. Or you may visit their website by going to www.mystpaulmbc.com. And you know that this event is hosted by our friend and brother and sister, Pastor Craig L. and Lady Angela Brown and the St. Paul Church family. So tell somebody, amen. They will be next Saturday from 1 to 3. That's school supplies, backpacks, groceries, winter coats, shoes, socks, and vaccines. Amen. And on Sunday, August 29th at 10 o'clock a.m., the New Hope Missionary Baptist Church will be celebrating their 75th church anniversary. The host pastor is Reverend J. Walter Hills II. The guest speaker will be Pastor Kimberly K. Black of the Greater St. Stephen Missionary Baptist Church. New Hope Missionary Baptist Church is located at 3725 North Gatton Vine. And for those of you that know anything about me, that is the church I was raised in. Amen. I'm the first daughter. And anytime I get the invitation and the assignment to go home to preach, I get giddy like a kid at Christmas or a kid in a candy store. I get real excited about going home. And then on the other hand, I get a little nervous because I know that there's going to be some of my old Sunday school teachers sitting there listening, making sure I get it all together, get it all right. But we are excited about going home to celebrate with New Hope. And that's next Sunday at 10 o'clock a.m. And if you can't make it to be in person, you can go to the New Hope Live. It's New Hope Live, and they will be live on next Sunday. And so those are, we have one more announcement I dare not forget. On Sunday, September the 19th at the Greater St. Stephen Missionary Baptist Church, 3605 Northeast Mallory Avenue, we will be having our third worship out of the box. Woo-hoo! If you are in the area, you ought to stop by and come and worship with us. We are outside. We're playing gospel music. We pray. We read the word. And this week, this month, in September, we will be giving away cleaning supplies. And so if you know how hard it was for us to get cleaning supplies when COVID first started, but we want to just be able to help some of our community members get a jump start on gathering some of their supplies. Maybe you're saying, well, Pastor Black, I don't live in the community and I'm struggling right now. I'm, you know, unemployed. I'm barely making it and need some help with this and that. Guess what? We can help you. Come by 3605 Northeast Mallory. We just want to share with everyone that needs the help, that we can be a blessing to them. Also want to share with you announcement and a community announcement that I received on Friday. And if I can pull it up. Human Solutions. They are giving out energy assistance, and I did have the number. If somebody has the number, please text it to me so that I can share that number. I thought I had it here. Is Self-Enhancement doing?
Yeah, we're also.
Self-Enhancement also, they're doing energy assistance. And so
at Self-Enhancement.org.
EAP at selfenhancement.org. So if you need to get it, thank you, Sister Tanya. If you need to get energy assistance, you can contact SCI or Human Solutions. That line, this is till 5 o'clock, but y'all try it. Amen. The number is 503-405-7877. If you are needing help with your light bill, Pacific Power, PGE, Northwest Natural Gas, or you need help paying the City of Portland water bill, or you need to get oil, please reach out to these agencies to get the assistance. Energy assistance is available now. Human solution, self-enhancement. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. We're going to get our hearts and minds ready for prayer, and then we're going to hear this song. I don't know about you, but my heart's desire is that the Lord get the glory out of everything I say and do. It's hard to please man. I used to hear a mother say, you can fool me all the time, can't fool God none of the time. And so I want to live my life to where every time he looks down on me, he gets excited and he smiles and he's glad about what I'm saying and what I'm doing. And so as we prepare for prayer, I just want this song to penetrate our hearts and minds. And tonight, as we go before the Lord in prayer, we're praying for the Mitchell family. Brother Cal Mitchell has gone home to be with the Lord. So we're praying for the Bethesda family, Pastor Joyner. We're praying for Sister Hart, praying for Sister Hester Houston. I'm also praying for Sister Ashley Manyweather, praying for all the bereaved families. There are so many. There are so many bereaved families out there, the Harris family, and I might not call off your name, but that doesn't mean we're not praying. And we want you to just, as we go before the throne of grace tonight, pray for those who are addicted to drugs and alcohol. Pray for those who live in domestic violence situations. I don't know if you've had the opportunity to ride up and down 82nd, but 82nd is looking like it did while we did. Young ladies are out on the street on the road. It's time that we start praying, saints of God. It's time that we start praying. So there's people that are houseless, people that are unemployed, people that are headed to divorce court. It is time for the body of Christ to just take what the devil has stolen from us. And so as we come before the Lord on tonight, we just want you to render your heart and your mind to what the Father is saying to us tonight, what he is trying to get us to hear tonight. After this song, we will have prayer. And after prayer, we will be ready for the word of God.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, you get the glory, hallelujah, you get the praise, hallelujah, you get the glory, hallelujah, you get the praise, hallelujah. You get the glory, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
God, you get it.
You get the praise.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
You get the glory.
You get the glory.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
You get the praise.
You get the praise.
When the healing comes,
hallelujah.
You get the glory.
You get the glory.
When the freedom comes,
hallelujah.
You get the praise. When the justice comes, you give the glory. Hallelujah. You get the praise. Nobody else for you. Nobody else for you. Nobody else for you. Nobody else for you. Cause when the peace comes, you get the glory. When the love comes, you get the praise. Hallelujah. You get the glory. You get the glory.
You get the glory.
You get the glory.
You get the glory.
Out of my life.
You get the
glory. Out of my life.
You get the glory.
Out of my life.
You get the glory.
In every situation.
You get the glory.
Every miracle.
You get the glory.
Every sign. Every wonder. You get the glory.
Gracious Father, we just thank you for another opportunity to come together, Lord God, to hear your word, Lord God. We thank you, Father God, for keeping us, Father God, from the time church let out this morning until this time right now, Lord God. We thank you for the hedge of protection that you kept around our pastor, traveling mercies, Lord God, getting her to her destination, Lord God. We just thank you and we give you glory and honor and praise on tonight, Lord God. We thank you, Father God, that the message that we're getting ready to hear, Lord God, the message that will deliver us, Lord God, the message that can deliver us, Lord God, the message that can heal us, Lord God, the message, Lord God, that will give us hope and peace, Lord God, Father God, that the message that will set us on fire again, Lord God, and as we're running, Lord God, and go to tell somebody else the message that we heard, Lord God, it will set them on fire, Lord God, and it will loose the shackles from their feet, Lord God. We just thank you and we praise you, Lord God, for giving us ears to hear, Lord God, a heart to receive the word on tonight, Lord God. Father God, we lift up those, Lord God, that wanted to be here and couldn't be here, Lord God. Those that may not know that we are here tonight, Lord God, that one day they will hear about the Portland broadcast, Lord God. But we lift up those, Lord God, that are struggling, Father God, that have lost the will or desire to cry out to you, Lord God, because the pain is so great or they're just so overwhelmed right now, Lord God, with things that are happening in the world, Lord God. We just ask, Lord God, that you would touch them, Lord God, that you would touch them with the finger of love, as Sister Janetta would say, touch them, Lord God, touch them and remind them of who you are. Remind them, Lord God, that you are still sitting on the throne and there is nothing too hard for you tonight, Lord God. There is nothing too hard for you, Lord God. You want each and every one of us to be saved, Lord God. Father God, we just lift up those that have lost loved ones, Lord God, throughout the last year and a half, maybe last night, Lord God. We ask, Lord God, that you would fill the void, Father God. Fill the void, Father God. Touch their hearts tonight, Lord God. Lord God, help them to get through the grieving process without hurting themselves or someone else tonight, Lord God. Father God, speak to them, Lord God. Speak to that. Let them hear your voice tonight, Lord God, and just comfort them in their pain, gracious Father. Father God, I lift up the homeless and the addicts. Lord God, I go back to your word. You said the poor will be among us, you know, always, Lord God. And it is our duty to take care of them, Lord God. Help us to continue to do service as you want us to do. Help us to continue to show up the way that we need to show up for your people, Lord God, that don't have much, Lord God, that are struggling with addiction, Lord God, and mental illness, Lord God. Give us what we need to be able to meet your people where they're at, Lord God. You know, Lord God, and whether it's financial, whether it's emotional, Lord God, whether it's just giving them a hug, Lord God. Lord God, equip us, Lord God, continue to strengthen us to be able to do that work, Lord God. But most of all, Lord God, we just ask that you touch the doctors, the psychiatrists, Lord God.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the counselors, Lord God. Lord God, you know, like help them to do justly, Lord God. They're supposed to love mercy, Lord God, and draw unto you, Lord God, when they're providing services, Lord God, not to do any more harm and not to turn people away, but to get those people what they need, Lord God. They took an oath. They're held by ethics, Lord God, and help them to stand by those. But most of all, help them to stand by your principles, Lord God, your word, Lord God. Lord God, to meet the need of your people on tonight. Gracious Father, I just thank you and I praise you. Father God, I thank you that you're sitting upon you looking down, though, and that you're so mindful of us and all those that are connected to us, those that we have yet to meet. Father God, we just ask that you be with the first responders on tonight. Lord
yeah.
God, give them a second wind. Father God, strengthen them where they're weak. Father God, I know that there's some of them that are really grieving, Father God. They've lost a lot of patience. Lord God, just see them through, gracious Father. Regulate their minds on tonight, Lord God. Hold them close. Hold them in your bosom tonight, Lord God. If you have to rock them to sleep, Jesus, but let them know that you are near, that you haven't left them, Lord God. Be with those families, Lord God, especially those that have lost people because of COVID-19, Father God.
Yes,
they couldn't be with their loved ones as they took their last breath, Lord
Jesus.
God. Let them not have any regrets, Father God, or any guilt, Lord God. Father God, just help them to lean on you right now, gracious Father.
Yes.
And those, Father God, that want to be stubborn, Lord God, and ignorant, Father God, I ask that you just touch them. Just touch them a little bit, Jesus. Help them to get the COVID-19 vaccine. Just touch them a little bit. Just nudge them a little bit, all right, Lord?
Yes,
just nudge them.
Please,
not like I would, but you just nudge them the way you need to, Father.
Yes,
I just thank you and I praise you, Lord God. And I give you
Hallelujah.
Glory and honor on tonight, Lord God. And I thank you for the opportunities, Lord God. I thank you for the doors that you're opening, those that you're closing. I ask that you bless Pastor right now, Father God. Father God, meet her at her knee right now, Father God, and let her, when she gets off this call, to be able to relax and get rejuvenated, her and her family. We love you, Lord, and we adore you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah, saints. Come on, give a praise.
Hallelujah.
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 Thank you, Jesus. We thank God for Sister Tanya tonight and taking us to the throne of grace. It's word time. It's word time. Is there a word from the Lord? I always say if there is praying in the pew, I don't care if you're sitting on the couch, you're laying in the bed, it is your pew. So look at it and say, I'm in the pew. If there's praying in the pew, there will be preaching in the pulpit. And I'm sitting at this dining room table and I'm praying and asking God to anoint a fresh power from on high that we can preach what thus saith the Lord. Let us pray. Gracious Father, we thank you for your word that you have spoken to us today. I pray, God, that it will penetrate our hearts and our minds, that we would receive your word, Father God, and not let it go in one ear and out the other ear, but that we would make a conscious decision to be a hearer and a doer of your word. We realize that these are the last days. Time is not long as it has been. It's not as short as it's going to get. And we need to get ready for that great getting up morning. So God, this is just a just rehearsal right here on earth of what it's going to be like when we get to heaven. And we're going to be singing hallelujah all day, praise you, Jesus, all day, giving you glory all day. But God, if for some reason we don't make it to heaven, you know you'll be with us always. So, Lord, if we make our bed in hell, please, Jesus, God, let us hear your voice today that we miss out on that trip, because that, too, is a place that has been prepared. And hell is real, just like heaven is real. And if we don't get ourselves together, we don't live holy and righteous and blameless. Holy, righteous, and blameless. If we live holy, righteous, and blameless, if we don't have a pure heart, clean hands, no man can see forward. That's what the Bible. So, Father God, we hear this word today. May we examine ourselves. May we search. May we give you permission. And may we step out of the way you to search our hearts, everything they find in us that's not pleasing in your sight, you will. And we may be the people you're calling for in the last couple days. We thank you for the hearers of your word. Most of all, we thank you for the doers. And now I pray that the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in your sight. Oh, Lord, you are my strength and my redeemer. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Amen. Psalm 101. I think I said 102, but I was reading something else. But
right.
Our message is Psalm 101.
Yes.
You are living in a time where trouble, evil is on every hand. Every time you turn around, there's opposition, there's affliction, there's persecution, there's always trouble everywhere we go. We don't live in a perfect world, but we are supposed to have an upright attitude. There's a place where we have trouble walking with a perfect heart and an upright attitude. It is at home. At home. At home, we are real. Come on. I hear y'all. At home, we real. At home, we are relaxed. We stay at home. We wouldn't stay out in public. We do stuff. We do things at home we wouldn't do out in public. We would not want people to know what the refrigerator. Come on, somebody. We would not want people to know what was hidden in that closet. Home, we act a certain way. But can I tell you, saints of God, if we were to practice holiness and righteousness and sanctification at home, could you imagine what kind of world this world would be? Oh, come on, y'all. Come on. If we were to practice sanctification, holiness, integrity at home, imagine what kind of world this world would be. Look at this. He shows us three things in this short psalm that would help us to have some act right in the house.
Come on, man.
That's where I'm going tonight. I need some act
right
in the house. So yeah. From the passage of scripture, reading Psalms 1:10. I'm reading from the Amplified. It says, I will sing of steadfast loving kindness and justice. You, O Lord, I will sing praises. I will behave wisely and follow the way of integrity. You come to me. I will walk in my house in integrity and with a blameless heart. Just for a few moments, thank you, Lee Brown. I'm trying not to be broken up. The internet here is terrible. So y'all just keep texting me to get if it's bad. If it gets too bad, y'all push one so you can come on and preach. Lady Brown, Pastor Sherelle, if it get too bad, just push one. And I'll bring y'all on. I'll just finish. For a few moments, I want to talk about, I need some straighten up in my life. As we look at this passage of scripture, David was behaving wisely. And as I was thinking about this and I began to look through my little section of definition of words, I want you to know what does the definition of behave mean. To behave means to act or conduct oneself in a specific way, especially toward others. Behave means to conduct oneself in accordance with the accepted norm of a society or a group. So this tells us straight off the bat that those of us that are believers, those of us that are children of the Most High God, are not to be acting any kind of way.
Right.
The Psalms is telling us here to be wise, to have integrity. I think about one of my favorite scriptures. It tells us to be blameless in a perverted and corrupt nation. We cannot be the reason people leave the church. We cannot be the reason people turn their back on God. We cannot be the reason that people do not experience agape love. We cannot be the reason. Brothers and sisters, we are to behave wisely. We got ourselves into a lot of trouble at home. Somebody shout at home. Because we don't behave wisely when you get in the house. It's amazing that we often treat strangers or visitors with more courtesy than we do people we say we love the most or that love us the most. It is an unwise person who ignores those who most likely who are most likely to support them through the thick and the thin. Yeah, you know, what did they say? Tongue and teeth fall out, but what stay together? Your tongue and I can't. Never mind. I can't get it. It just escaped me. But you know how it is in the home. You and your brother and sister can fight in the house. But y'all get outside and somebody pick a fight with your brother or your sister. Even though you mad at them, you jumping in that fight, ain't you? Your brother and sister are not going to get beat up because you going to jump in. Amen. We have dropped the ball when it comes down to doing ministry at home. Oh, Pastor Black. Yes, we have. We have dropped the ball. We are to be loving, kind, patient, gentle, long-suffering, forgiving, forbearing one another, helpers one another. Charity begins at home, and then it spreads abroad. Ain't that what I heard this morning? Charity begins at home, then it spreads abroad. How can you be nice to your coworker and you can't be nice to the folks that you walked out the house of? Somebody, we've got to learn how to behave ourselves wisely at home. Look at the next part. It 1 Peter 3:7 gives us clear advice on husbands and wives. This verse tells the husband to dwell with his wife according to knowledge. It is obvious that the best relationship will be built when both the husband and the wife know how to please the other. There is a reason why it specifically says husband, though, because men are the worst offenders in this regard. God made men to be conquerors and women to be helpmates, nurturers. Because of that, women naturally look for ways to help their husbands. It is especially true of a husband that he needs to learn to dwell with his wife according to knowledge. We need to learn what the other one likes and what they dislike. I'm trying to help somebody here today. We as husbands and wives, we ought to know what they like and what they dislike. You know, I've been had the opportunity, the privilege to be able to provide marriage counseling for two different couples during COVID. And one of the things that I've been sharing with them is knowing their love languages. And knowing the love languages, do I need to hold your hand? Do we need to have dinner together? Or can I just sit in front of the TV and eat with my TV tray? Or do I need to sit beside you while you do your homework? Do I need to help you get the bills paid together? Or do you want me to leave you alone? We need to know what each other like and what we need to have this foundation of marriage that God has designed. We're not experts. We are not experts. The greatest helper on earth, that's our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Whatever it is we need, God's got our back. So he can help the husband and he can help the wife get some act right in the house. Come on now. Not according to the way he thinks or she thinks, but according to what the word says. Y'all know what Ephesians say. I'm not going to go there because y'all know that we're supposed to submit and we're supposed to love as Christ has loved the church. We know that already. Get some act right in the house. My next point, we have to behave wisely with our children. Ephesians 6 and 4. You know, it's amazing to me how we treat our children as if they're going to be children forever. They're going to one day grow up and be somebody's husband, somebody's wife. The one employee or employer. And the way they learn how to be a good husband, a good wife, or a good employee or a good employer is in the home. What kind of role model are we setting for our children? Do we go to work late? When we come home from work, do we talk about our boss and everybody else at work? Okay, let me break it down because we did go to church this morning. When you got home from church this morning and the kids said, did you talk about pastor? Did you talk about first lady? Did you talk about the deacon? I don't mean in an upbuilding way. I mean, did you tear them down? Notice that them little ears are listening. I'm trying to help us get some act right in the house. That's why the children don't want to come to church. They don't want to listen to the preacher. They don't want to pray. They don't want to go to Sunday school because we have tore down the whole church. We talked about the mean old usher. And guess what? The next time they see her, what they going to say? That mean old usher. Where they get it from? At home. So we got to be careful. We got to behave wisely in front of our children. All right? My next point, behave wisely with things. 1 Timothy 6 and 7, Job 1 and 21. Because everything we have belongs to God. Everything that we have came from God. Our family, our finances, our cars, our clothes, our furniture. Yeah, you got up and you went to work and you got a check. But don't you know that just because you got up and you went to work and you got a check, something could have happened that you were not able to cash that check. Everything we have comes from God. Everything that we have is a blessing, and we need to look at it, and we need to make our family and our children appreciate the blessings that we get from the Lord. Everything, it didn't just come. You know, it killed me. Folks talk about Christmas and Santa Claus. Santa Claus didn't go to work. Santa Claus did not get up and drive in the snow to go to work. And work them long hours, work overtime. Santa Claus didn't come to my house. It was a blessing from the Lord that we were able to get up, go to work, and then make it to the store to buy presents and wrap them up. These are blessings. All I'm talking about is how to act right, how to behave, how to have some act right at home. My next point, and I'm going to leave y'all alone because I know y'all tired of me. My next point is behave wisely at the house of the Lord. Pastor Black, what you mean? Well, y'all know, I've been in the church a long time, and I've seen a whole lot of stuff go on in church that was not wise behavior, that was not conduct or an example of what it means to be wise. You know, it just bothers me that we don't go to church on time. I'm talking about behaving wisely. Don't go there. We don't even go prepared. That bothers me. That's what it means, behave wisely in the house of the Lord. We ought to be prepared, prepared to receive a word from the preacher, prepared to worship the Lord. The praise team shouldn't have to pump and prime us. We should go to the church and already have a praise on the inside. Behave ourselves wisely in the house of the Lord. When we get there, we ought to be ready to serve him, ready to worship him, give him what's due unto him. You know, we have spent a lot of time decorating our homes and putting beautiful things in our home. We got beautiful furniture. We got nice china. We've got nice linen. But all that don't mean nothing if the love of God is not there. Saints, it's time for us to behave ourselves wisely at home, because we got to come out in the public. And when we get out in the public, we find all sorts of ungodliness. We find wicked people. We find evil people. And how do we overcome the ungodly and the wickedness that we encounter outside of our home? Don't you know your home is a sanctuary? It's a place where you can set up the rules and experience the presence of the Lord all day and all night. By what you watch on TV, by what you listen to, and what you read, and what you allow to be penetrated in your home, you set the atmosphere in your home for the presence of the Lord. In the world, we have the wicked doers. Those are people that cuss, drink, smoke, and gamble. We have the slanderers. They gossip, they slander, they lie, they speak evil, they refuse to listen. They're not polite. We have the proud. We have the arrogant. All of that is in the home. But if we, the believers, I'm sorry, it comes in our home through the world, through us being in the world, not being able to allow the Spirit of the Lord to transform our minds, that we stop acting like the world. We are in the world, but we're not of the world. And we are called to a holy calling. We are called to live righteous and blameless. It's time that we, the body of Christ, start practicing at home what it's like to be a Christian. It's time for us, the body of Christ, to start practicing at home what it means to pray the kingdom down. It's time for us, the body of Christ, to start practicing at home how to praise and worship the Lord. It's time for us, the body of Christ, to start practicing what it means to love unconditionally and to forgive, so that when we get out in the world, it won't be foreign to us. We'll do it with ease. We'll do it with pleasure. And we'll do it with the guidance of the Holy Spirit. I don't know about you today, my brothers and sisters, but I want God to get the glory out of my life when I'm at home, when I'm at work, and when I'm at church. And so I'm going to put forth my best effort with the help of God to walk by faith and not by sight in his presence 24/7. We must remember he's always looking. The Psalms say he never sleeps nor slumbers. So there's no hiding. The Psalms say, where you going to run to? Ain't no hiding from him, y'all. He's everywhere. Everywhere we go, he's there. So I want to encourage us tonight. Let's start practicing at home. Let us live godly, sanctified, Holy Ghost-filled lives at home. So that when we get out into this mean old world, they will see the glory of the Lord living inside of us. Time to take off that spiritual mask. Time to put on that whole armor of God. We may be able to help win souls for Christ. That's my message tonight, saints of God. Let's get some straighten up and some act right in our own homes. Let's practice it so that when we leave home and go to church, go to work, go to school, go to the doctor, go to the grocery store, people see the glory of the Lord resting upon us. They'll see the joy. They'll hear the joy that this world didn't give us and that this world sure can't take away. Be blessed, my brother. Be blessed, my sister, tonight. Go back and read Psalms 101. Go back and see. What's my song? I got to clean up what I messed up. Start my life all over again. We got another chance, another opportunity because we're not getting to go to bed yet. We're going to be up for a little while longer. So we got time to show love to each other. We got time to extend some forgiveness to each other. We've got time to be helpers of one to another. We got time because we ain't going to bed right now. Some of us will be up for a while. Yes, and we got some folks in us that just need us to be kind to be gentle to be loving to be compassionate to have mercy and to have grace with. Let's practice, y'all, behaving in our own homes. Let's have some act right in our own homes so that when we go out into this mean, cruel, old, ugly world, somebody will say, everybody ain't mean. There are still some nice, loving, kind people in the world. Let it be you and me. I love you, my brothers and sisters, and I appreciate you for taking out the time to worship with us on tonight. I hope and pray something has been said to encourage you and to strengthen you and to help you in your walk with the Lord. I feel better. I feel a pressing to make sure that God is glorified in my home. I love you. And there's nothing you can do about it. Until next Sunday, be blessed, my brother. Be blessed, my sister. Yeah.
For the many blessings he's given me. When I look back over my life and I see where he brought me from, I can truly say that I've been blessed. Let me tell you, woke up this morning, got out of my bed. I looked around, here's what I said. Thank you, Lord, for the blood you shed. You put a up over my head. Thank you, Lord, for another day. blessings you sent my way. You see, I could have been dead in some lonesome grave, but you told, oh death, you told it to get back and behave. I've never seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed begging for bread. I can count on God, he won't let me down. He always do just what he said. Pain and suffering, he brought me through. Arms wide open, he always welcomed you. I've been blessed in so many ways. I just want to lift my hand and give God all the praise. Ooh-wee, another blessing. Ooh-wee, another blessing.
My legs and I can walk. I got the tongue, y'all, and I can talk. Even the air that I receive, I got my lungs and I can breathe.
When I look around, I can see all the blessings he's given to me. Bless my family and they're doing fine.
Oh,